Hello, hello.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, no. I'm Eli.
And I'm Silas.
And this is Oz and Ends, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
A very, maybe not momentous, that's not the right word, but important episode.
Yeah.
Because it's our, it's our next to last episode of
Did you see what I titled the Spinatron playlist? I said second to last last.
That's really good. Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
As in, this is our last episode of the year.
Yes.
But then we'll be back in January.
We'll be back in Jan.
In Jan, as long as I can get my volunteer hours.
Right. No, that's actually a huge point. Can we check how many we have? I guess we can talk to
I know how many
friend,
I have.
Which is zero. Just
one.
I think I might have two from quality control.
Oh, yeah.
But seeing as how I'll be writing pretty much all day tomorrow, I'll just do some quality control.
Yeah, I should just do that. It's a bummer that nobody else at the station has good music taste, though. Like, I don't really care to...
shout out to the Lilies. With the show ahead of us.
Hey, they know I like their music.
They're jumping up and down in the hallway.
I did not see that they were still here.
Yeah, so, hey, PSA, get your volunteer hours in.
That's true.
In time for the holidays.
That's true. All you freshmen that are hosting shows at 5 a.m., now's the time to change.
Or you'll get a lump of coal from WMFO.
You're
going to
be on the naughty list.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we should intro what we're doing this week.
Yeah, it's somewhat ambiguous. It can mean many things, but it's basically we're just giving a preview of what we'll be listening to. Over winter break.
Is that ambiguous at all?
But like, it can mean different things.
Okay.
It like I took it to mean a couple different things. Number one, songs that albums that Pitchfork told me are good.
Yeah.
Because it was on their year end list, and I thought, oh, I should listen to that.
Right.
Or just albums that I've been meaning to get to because maybe I'm busy with finals. You know, or albums that I just recently discovered, and now they're going to be what I listen to.
Okay. Yeah, I took it in all of those directions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also the one or two music influencer accounts I follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
Who told me their top 23 albums of 2023.
This doesn't matter.
This is important, though.
Do you watch the like guy that does like jazz albums and he has a beard and a beanie?
Does he then like go like this after he... Like,
yeah.
Plays every song. Yeah. I explored some of the stuff he was talking about.
I think it's not that good.
Most
of
the things he posted were R&B also.
Yeah.
But he did lead. I think it was his. Honestly, the next song I was going to play, I think, is off of like one of his top
albums. Okay. Shout out Beanie Guy.
Yeah. I think his name is like Soul something.
Soul Daddy.
No, it's not. But, yeah, so this artist, Yusuf Days, I think he's big in, like, the UK jazz scene.
Okay.
And he had an album out this year called Black Classical Music.
Oh, I saw this on his list, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been meaning to listen to it. I listened to, like, a few songs while I was doing some mindless work at the library.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember liking the song Jukebox. So that's what we're going to hear next. Although what we just heard was Christmas Time Is Here by Krungbin.
Yeah, that's not one. That doesn't fit the theme.
I'll be listening to that over break, too.
I will. It'll be on the Conlon Family Christmas playlist. You can believe that.
All right. Shall we?
It'd be hilarious if we just played Christmas carols.
Right.
We're going to be listening to.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah.
But it would be disingenuous to what we've catered this far. So.
Exactly.
All right. Let's check it out.
Thank you. biggie. No surprise, no pity. Lived a couple lives, go ahead and slide. Hope I take a couple with me. Made a couple dollars, it got tricky quickly. What you expect? Play stupid games, you fly an easy jet. Bratislava to Utrecht. Something fell off before I even left. So when I saw the missed calls, I knew it was next. Didn't have to open the text. Stupid prizes, couples therapy on Zoom. It's a train wreck. My evil eye ward off hex though. FaceTime declined, I'm trying to live in the moment like death row. The sunset in the desert, red glow, redness in the west. I sip Mexico's best slow. Mezcal Negroni, sitting atop the corral smoking. Watching unbroken wild ponies run wild at sundown. Only the lonely big tree like the sundial. Like Marrakesh, dubstep drift in the window. I sit at the desk. It's a party outside. Some have, some overdressed. They was going off during Playboy Cardi set. Now they in the halls partying, checking their phones. Bass shake the walls. I'm smoking alone in a cardigan, thinking of home. The cannabis single origin waffle cone. Went back down to the bar again, wig blown. After party packed like Parliament. Ass cheeks and cheekbones, lips slightly parted, butter wouldn't melt, I gave her margarine. I'm looking like the helper, someone who just wandered in. The vibe is animal pelts, chunky rings, clunky shoes, lots of ink. Dudes who order everybody's drink, really I'm just waiting for my phone to ping. I'm thinking about you when I'm supposed to be thinking about other things. I don't go to sleep, I tread water till I sink.
Sticking, we're talking roll. I can't take you with me, but I'll be on your phone. You can take it out anytime you want to know where I've been gone. Nothing out of Texas feels like weeks on the road. Pissing Mississippi, stopped in New Mexico. I ain't seen my folks. It's crazy, I feel right at home.
All right, that was FaceTime by Billy Woods, Kenny Siegel, and Samuel T. Herring.
I already said this off air, but every song I hear from that is better than the last from that album, so I need to keep listening.
And what I said off air is that this is the first album that jumped to mind when we came up with this theme, and I had seen that you had already put a song from it on here, so.
Yeah.
This represents both of us. I'll be listening to this album as well.
Yes.
The thing I have queued up next is by the band or artist or duo.
How do you pronounce that?
Well,
I guess so.
It's an ampersat.
Is that what it's called?
I think I created that and then retrospectively found out it's true.
But no way. Is that actually what it's called?
I think it
is. Oh, because ampersand.
Yeah. An amper probably means like ampersand. Symbol or something. I don't know.
That's crazy. Is that true?
I don't know. But it's what I use, and I think I verified it, but I also can't remember.
Wow. I need to look that up.
Yeah. It's totally intuitive.
In Spanish, it's called an arroba. I can't roll my R's, but if that R was rolled, that's
what
it's called.
Do you know what an ampersand is called?
Nope.
Arrobend. Arrobi.
Arrobi.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, cool. Let's... So this is Letters off of the album Mind Palace Music. And I think it's their debut album. I had this single saved, but then I went back to the album and listened through a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is still the one that I like the most.
And you're going to be listening to this over winter break because?
I like the sound. Mm-hmm. And I think I approach this more of like what albums I finally want to get around to listening through.
For sure. Yeah.
Because I've been saving a lot to my library and then just not having the time to go through.
There's a point in the semester, where you kind of have to put off discovering new music.
And this is where my, my idea for a new Spotify feature would come in handy, which is a to-do list. I think I told you about this.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Could that just be a playlist, though?
Yeah, but you would never go back to it. It'd get buried.
I have a to-do playlist.
Me too. It's at the bottom of all my stuff. Okay, Spotify, if you're listening.
They did steal Wrapped from somebody, so be careful.
Yeah, text me, I guess, or like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, they know how to reach you.
Yeah. All right, this is Letters by At.
Which Hold me close. In my head, in my head.
That was In My Head by the Lemon Twigs, and before that you heard Shit Talk.
Whoa.
By Sufjan Stevens.
Can't say that on air.
Yeah, I can. And I'll say it again.
Do it.
No.
Good.
I learned. Actually just got in trouble.
FTC's knocking at the door right now.
Yeah, Lucy Millman is hitting my wrist with a ruler. All right.
I like that song.
Yeah, I listened to this album while I was doing dishes the other week.
Yeah.
And I think I only got through the first four songs, but they're all saved to my library. So, hey, that's a rave review from me.
Yeah.
And I've just been meaning to get into the rest of their discography as well.
Yeah, so. I like their sound a lot.
Yeah.
They look cool, too.
Yeah.
They've got that hair.
Wait, well, yeah, I guess I don't know.
They just have long hair.
Well, right, but I want to see it now. Okay.
Sorry, listener. Or sorry, caller. Your call came in right as we were about to go on air, so we were not able to take it.
It rings for so long.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shout out Lyle. He's listening. Shout out William. He's listening.
Shout out London.
Shout out London.
She said, what Sufjan Stevens song was that? And I said, I'll let you know soon. And then I just did.
S-talk.
S-talk.
But the S is a bad word.
The S? Yeah.
One
okay.
of the bad words.
All right. We're about halfway home.
Yeah. I do have a segment. Do we do that now?
Let's do it now.
Okay.
Oh, I was looking for the PSA binder. My laptop is just on top of it.
We can do that later.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I think it's Lucy. Lucy's the one calling.
I figured.
Sorry, Lucy.
Well, I just revealed that she's in the studio punishing me.
Spanking your ass.
Hey. Can't say that either.
They're going to come for me.
Yeah.
Okay. The segment today is, I mean, a couple weeks ago, maybe even a couple months ago, you did a segment at me that was, guess which one was the...
Real song lyric?
Real song lyric.
No way.
No. Guess which one is the song lyric that you made up.
Yeah, yeah,
and it was
all
Paul Simon songs.
Yeah.
We're doing that this week.
Awesome.
Not Paul Simon, Pink Floyd.
Oh, even better.
So I've got three verses.
And by even better, I didn't mean anything by that. okay.
All right, we've got three verses, two hearses.
What?
That's a Pusha T lyric. of Pink Floyd. One of them I made up, two of them are from real songs.
Okay.
I did this quickly and I haven't looked at it since, so I don't know if it's actually going to be good.
Okay.
Number one. Toe to toe and brick by brick, reality fades away, but you float and but you won't float until the flood of meaningless dismay. Drinking from the cup that fills from starlight up above, till the cosmic dance of right and wrong spreads to all their love. That's number one.
Okay. And do I do it at the end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have any thoughts, I guess you can give them.
Well, my thinking is you wouldn't say starlight. Mm. But also it sounds like
I never say that.
Pretty Grateful Dead-y at the same time.
Interesting.
Which I would say has a lot of your songwriting influence.
Yeah, because I'm a practiced songwriter. Yeah.
Okay.
Number two. When night comes down, you lock the door. The book falls to the floor. As darkness falls and waves roll by, the seasons change, the wind is warm. Now wakes the owl, now sleeps the swan. Behold, a dream. The dream is gone. Green fields, a cold rain is falling in a golden dawn. And deep beneath the ground, the early morning sounds, I go down.
Can you do the...
I don't really know the rhythm of that one.
You were doing a lot of hand motions, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
Can you do the part leading up to... Oh, no, now I forgot, actually, my reference point.
Behold a dream, the dream is gone?
The dream is gone, yeah.
Green fields...
The four lines before that.
That's the whole thing. Wait. As darkness falls and waves roll by, the seasons change, the wind is warm, now wakes the owl, now sleeps the swan. Behold a dream, the dream is gone.
Okay. That's reminding me of something.
Number three. Looking beyond the embers of bridges glowing behind us, to a glimpse of how green it was on the other side. Steps taken forwards, but sleepwalking back again. Dragged by the force of some inner tide, at a higher altitude, with flag unfurled, we reached the dizzy heights of that dreamed of world.
That's beautiful. Gosh, they're all so the same.
I nailed it then.
Yes, you did. Are there titles for any of these? Or did you not go that far?
I shouldn't do that because I don't have a title for the one that I wrote.
Okay.
But I do know the titles of the two that I didn't write.
Okay. I really, yeah, like they're all blended together in my head. I think the first one, like the nuggets were too short for you to have written them because it was like, this could track. Like it was conceivable that would be sung and it would be like a memorable, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, whereas the last one was really long and prosaic, kind of. Not prosaic, but like it felt more like a poem, like long verses.
So not prosaic.
Right. No, I know. That's why I said the wrong thing. Actually.
So the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. I think that the second one is... I'm so afraid to say definitely.
Definitely me?
No.
Definitely Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. I want to go with the last one just because of what I said, where it's the lyrics seemed too long.
And you did say that one was beautiful.
No, I know I did.
But maybe I nailed it.
I'm going to go with that one.
But that's mine?
Yeah.
I wrote the first one.
No way!
The one with the really simple rhyme scheme, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess But it switched up at some point, right? Didn't it get, like, warm or something?
Well, it was like an A-B-B-A, or wait, no, sorry. A-B-C-B.
Okay. You wrote a whole song?
No, it's just
a rhyme scheme. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Toe-to-toe and brick by brick, reality fades away. But terrible line. But you won't float until the flood of meaningless dismay.
Yeah, honestly, at that point, I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that's somebody trying to
but
sound
you
like
said
Pink
starlight.
Floyd. Sure.
Yeah.
Drinking from the cup that fills from starlight up above. Why is that unsurprising?
I don't know. That just sounded like pretty dated.
Yeah.
Okay, that was tapping job into that. Well done.
We've both...
Stumped each other,
which is shocking, honestly.
Yeah. Wait, what was the second song?
Pillow of Winds.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was. I thought it was off of Darks of the Moon, honestly.
But no, I tried to stay away from, like, known songs because I thought those are going to be super gettable.
Which I obviously failed to do with, like, two of the Paul Simon songs. Okay, that was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Looking forward to more segments next.
Yeah, it's a nice element that we've introduced this semester.
Yeah. Yeah.
A great way to procrastinate our homework.
Yeah, or in this case, finals. All right. Shall we get back to some tunes?
Yeah. Oh, next up is Eddie's Attic by Hawktail. I just found this album. I've been getting into like old-timey fiddle music, and this is
super cool.
Kind of on the... I don't know. I want to say like progressive end of that.
Okay.
You'll see what I mean. But it's fun. It's cool. And so I'd like to dive into it more.
Released in 2020, is this a contemporary artist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
That was Glass Moon by Leland Whitty.
Did you know
Bad,
that
Bad,
he's...
Oh, shoot.
Saxophonist. Of, I was going to sound smart. Not that I knew that.
Yeah. I think I told you that during the break, actually.
Yeah.
My memory serves me correctly.
Hey, as long as I cite my sources,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Sources Marcus 23. Okay.
Oh, do you want to do it?
Sorry. I just figured you talked about during the segment, but...
Please.
WMFO, happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive, PSA.
Oh. No.
It's that special time of the year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. Happy 8th night of Hanukkah, we should say.
Yes. Don't get too drunk.
There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants. But if you're under the influence...
Inebriation, right?
If you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think
hosed?
About driving a motorized vehicle. Yes, hosed. With an S.
Inebriants?
Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. So, directly counteracting the there's nothing wrong with responsible enjoyment of inebriants, then shaming people for drinking.
Yeah.
This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year.
I didn't know that we had that catchphrase now.
Super somber tone at the end.
Yeah, that's death.
Yeah.
What they're saying.
Yeah.
It's definitely inebriation.
Yep.
Hosed isn't a word.
Yeah. I'd like to say that all those synonyms were in a section that is bracketed and the entire thing is in italics, where the rest of the PSA is in bold.
As in, like, you're supposed to act it out?
I don't know.
I feel like that's generally what that kind of thing means.
Yeah. Well.
It wouldn't really work there, though.
Could have used some stage directions.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're about 50% of the way through our playlist, and we have nine minutes remaining.
This has been happening a lot. Yeah. We've only been playing like 10 songs.
Those segments, man.
The segments are out of control.
Yeah.
Do people like the segments? Let us know.
Because
we can stop.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's a yes, but we'll let it play out in the new year.
Even if they didn't enjoy it, I like them too much.
DJ chat us. All right.
True.
What do you want to hear?
Yeah, let's do the Underscores song.
All
this
right.
is an album that came out in 2023. I don't know, I just found out about it, and so I want to dive more into it.
The song is Locals, parentheses, Girls Like Us, with Gabby Start.
Okay.
Machinery, catharsis, technology, tag, transcendent, slapstick, tryhard, high strung, neurotic, blue cross, golden arches, pearly gates, supermarket, interstate, picket fence, domestic, citizens arrest, Tuesday name, gas station, phantom pain, parts, therapist, shell white, parking garage, detail, micropolitan, turbine, private property, killing point, agenda, arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew, good luck, arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew, good luck, arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew,
good luck,
arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew, good luck, arms, body, legs, bone, sinew, luck. I've done the questionnaire like 700 times to get the same results as my friend. We've been inseparable since 2009. She just doesn't know about it yet. Can you feel? I've done the questionnaire like never in my life, but I've got a 10-foot pole. And if I could, I'd poke her with it right between the eyes. May God rest her soul. Can you feel? Girls like us are rotten to the core.
Let's go!
Stop me if you heard this one before. Girls like us.
inside my bag. I bet my bottom dollar and I bet my britches off. Can you get me back on track?
I started laughing at the locals.
Can you
feel it? You heard this one before.
All right, that was Clark by Bartalia.
I really like that.
Yeah.
And this has been Odds and Ends. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for
the last time in 2023.
Yeah, that's crazy. Thanks for a great semester of listenership.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to be here with you guys. And
thank you for a great semester of hosting.
Hey, thank you. Man in the small chair. The newly acquired small chair. Hope it's comfy. I hope everyone has a restful and restorative break.
Yes.
And you'll be hearing us at some time in January.
Sometime in 2024.
Yeah. Surging into the new
year. Big things are coming.
Sure. About the same size things are coming. But, all right. That's it for us. We're going to play you out with a little bit of Lana Del Rey. As is custom.
As we transition.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Good night.